Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up. Tired of the rut you're stuck in but don't know what to do? Change it up! Life transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author Paula Shaw will be leading the charge each week, exploring topics that inspire men and women to welcome change and create a new kind of conversation. Join a movement that encourages truth, respect, innovation, and cooperation at home, in the workplace, and around the world. Ready to change it up? Here's your host, Paula Shaw.
And welcome to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. I am so delighted to have you here with us today, and we're being brought to you by Sherry Blair, the financial consultant whose goal is to empower women to grow beautiful financial futures. If you'd like to talk to Sherry about making your financial future more beautiful, you can reach her at 619-997-0416 or at sherryblair.com, spelled CHERIBLAIR.com. So welcome here at Change It Up Radio. We've got a show for everyday men and women like you and me who want to get out of our ruts and embrace change and make the most of our lives. You know, one of the only constants we can count on is that change is definitely going to happen. So, you know, and humans we know have that kind of love-hate relationship with change, but it's here to stay, like it or not. So we might as well embrace it and go with it and be happy about it. So let's do it together. Today, we're going to be talking about flying with eagles. And I have a very special guest who is a call-in guest today. He won't be here in studio with me, but his name is David McNally, and he wrote an incredible book called Mark of an Eagle: How Your Life Changes the World. And David puts forth such an important idea in this book, and that idea is that every one of us matter. Every one of us contributes. I want to read something that David wrote. I love this. It says, "Your mark, your contribution matters. Use this knowledge as your compelling reason to get up in the morning, to face the challenges of this world, and create the life you want." I love that. I really love that. You know, I'm a life transition expert, and in my private practice, I'm often working with people who are feeling depressed, anxious, sad, discouraged. They're going through some kind of life transition, and they've lost that sense that they matter. They've lost a sense of purpose, a sense of meaning. And without that, we're sort of like ships afloat, you know, in the sea with no way to control where we go, what we do, what we create. It's a really, really tough place to be when we don't realize that we matter, when we don't realize that there is a purpose for every single one of us being here. In David's book, which I have right here with me, for those of you who are watching on Facebook Live, this beautiful book, Mark of an Eagle, I have spent a lot of time with it. It's so beautifully done. The way it's laid out is just so accessible, and there are pages in which you can make notes and even do little processes to help you get more and more clear about the fact that you matter. But one of my favorite little stories in this book, David wrote, and it's about his wife. So I want to just begin by reading this to you because it's such a great story. Because I think so many of us feel like if we don't have fame and fortune, you know, if you're not Oprah or Bill Gates or some famous actor, that we don't matter, that something about our life is unimportant or less important or, you know, whatever. But here's a great classic example that what we might consider an everyday ordinary life can matter most. Everything we do touches other people. By the way, you know, it's a fact that everybody that comes within 10 feet of you is interacting with your energy field. So if that field is filled with sadness and discouragement and negative thinking, you're sharing that with some unwitting person who doesn't even realize it. But just the opposite. If that field is filled with meaning, with purpose, with positive energy, with drive and joy, you're sharing that as well. So it isn't just what we say and do that matters. It's who and what we are that can be incredibly important. So let me read this little segment from David's book, Mark of an Eagle. I am fortunate to be the father of five. In 2003, their mother and my wife of 33 years died of ovarian cancer. Joe was a joyful, loving person and full of fun. To this day, friends of my childhood describe how they loved to come to our home. And at Joe's funeral, some of them shared surprising stories of how troubles in their own homes left them looking for a haven. Unbeknown to me at the time, Joe's welcoming attitude and warmth put them at ease and brought them comfort. An Australian by birth, Joe had instilled in our home many of the rituals of her heritage. One was afternoon tea with scones, cream, and lots of jam. Straight from school, the kids would come to our house and sit around the table where Joe would pour from a special teapot into proper cups and saucers. Although Joe was essentially from a blue-collar family, for these kids, it was as if they were having tea with royalty. Did Joe's life matter? To me, her children, their friends, our friends, and the numerous people over the years who knew her, the measurement of how much she mattered is how much she is missed. Her legacy lives in all of us. It can be summed up in the words of a close friend who said, "I never ended a conversation with Joe without feeling better." That really, really touches me because I think that so many of us don't realize that our words, that our spirit is what we share with people, and it does matter, and it impacts them. And here, as David shared in his book, you know, years later, and at the funeral, people talked about how much they missed her, how much they missed this world she created, this ambiance, this safe energy place where they came to be renewed. And that's because of who she was. Not because she was a famous name, not because she had her own TV show or was a big name in the music world, but because she was this authentic, beautiful being who genuinely cared about the people that came into her world and who made it her own privilege and pleasure to provide this lovely experience for them. That's a healing place. That's making a mark in a huge way. And I think we all need to think about what do we ideally want to do in our lives? And are we doing it? Are we allowing the everyday discouragement that can happen in life, or the political situation, or whatever else, our economic situation, are we letting those things stop us from doing what we came to the planet to do? So those are some questions we want to ask ourselves. We want to know for sure that we're not selling ourselves short because we think we're not important enough to matter. Because as David McNally points out in this beautiful book, and as we're going to be discussing with him very soon, everybody matters. So you matter, I matter, and everyone we know matters. And that also brings one other thought to mind. So before we bring David on, I think it's important that we all do everything we can to help everyone else realize how much they matter. You know, sometimes I'm in a grocery store and I notice that the cashier looks especially pretty or she's being really friendly to someone. And part of me goes, oh, I should mention to her that that was so wonderful, the way she handled that. And then another part of me will go, I don't want to say anything. I was in an airport last week and, you know, there are all these opportunities to either say something or not say something to various people about various things. And I will say I'm not great about it all the time. But when I make the choice, when I just say to myself, oh, go ahead and say it, sometimes I watch a person go from kind of looking ho-hum to just totally lighting up and being so happy to have been noticed and acknowledged. So let's all make that a little homework assignment for today. Wherever you go, wherever you are, acknowledge somebody for something positive, either how lovely they look or how well they handled the situation or just something you notice about them that's positive. Because I think one of the reasons so many of us don't think we're making a mark on the world is because we don't feel seen. So let's all make it our job today to help other people realize that they are seen, heard, and appreciated. I think that we could change the world in one day if we all just do that. So let's do it. I'm making a pledge to do it, and I hope you'll join me. And in just a moment, the master who created this whole idea of each of us having an important mark to make on the world, David McNally, will be joining us. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer. Change it. Turn and face the strain.
Change it. Now, more than ever, it's important for women to understand why they need a financial strategy. Women tend to make less money than men, live longer, and face more financial challenges during retirement. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair. With evolving roles and increasing responsibilities, women are seeking out ways to become more knowledgeable about their finances. My life's work has been to empower women to make good financial decisions today to help ensure you have a bright future tomorrow. I'm here to help you learn more and to become more. Give me a call for your free no-obligation consultation or a second opinion at 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416.
Sherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number.
For those looking to improve their lives, there's nobody better to turn to than Paula Shaw. Paula helps people regain successful lives by identifying and eliminating self-sabotaging behavior using a multitude of mind-body techniques to identify and resolve their core issues. Working with a wide variety of healing modalities, she provides her clients with the most effective process for their specific needs. To book a session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
Welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw, being brought to you by Sherry Blair, your financial consultant who empowers women to grow beautiful financial futures. Sherry can be reached at 619-997-0416 or at sherryblair.com, spelled C-H-E-R-I-B-L-A-I-R.com. And now, in this segment, as promised, I am going to bring on David McNally, who for over 40 years has inspired millions of people from the stage, on film, and in his best-selling books. He is a member of the Speakers Hall of Fame and is described by leading speakers bureau as one of the top 50 business speakers. His domestic and international consulting work provides convincing evidence that powerful transformations occur when leaders, teams, and individuals are aligned and committed to a compelling purpose. His best-selling books include Even Eagles Need a Push, Learning to Soar in a Changing World, The Eagle's Secret, success strategies for thriving at work and living. And today we are going to be talking about his latest book, Mark of an Eagle, How Your Life Changes the World. David also, by the way, is an award-winning producer. He had two films, inspirational films, one called The Power of Purpose and the other, If I Were Brave. David, welcome. I am so delighted to have you here with me today.
Well, thank you, Paula. I'm very pleased to be with you as well and have this wonderful conversation we're about to begin.
Yes, yes. So I have a feeling there's a story behind Mark of an Eagle. What made you decide to write it, and how did you choose that title?
Well, of course, I'd written the previous two books, and I found myself in that space where I had been identified with the whole concept of eagles and the soaring. And, of course, the symbolism of that is so great, especially in the United States. Mm-hmm. And so when I was writing this third book, which I wanted to complete the trilogy, Eagle was going to be in the title, and so it sort of matched so beautifully when I was writing the book and realized that so powerfully that everyone does leave a mark. As you were mentioning earlier, everyone leaves a mark in some way, shape, or form on the world. So why not leave the mark of an eagle? Why not make the impact on the world that you truly want to make? So that's why I called it Mark of an Eagle.
I love that. And if I hear you right, what you're saying, David, is you don't have to be necessarily viewed by the world as some powerful leader. An eagle is somebody who's just soaring in their own life, right? They're doing what they want to do, or they're living joyfully within that life. Would that constitute an eagle?
Absolutely. I mean, the world, there are so, the world's made up of 7 billion people. And so not all of us either are going to be famous or, quite frankly, Paula, one of the things I've learned over the 40 years you mentioned that I've been doing this, not everyone actually wants to be famous.
Right.
But we all want to believe our lives matter.
Yes.
It's in every survey that is done when people get into their more mature years and they're reflecting back, which is the tendency that we have when we get to be a little older, and we're looking back and we say, what's the most important thing for you? And the overall and most common answer is, you know, I just want to believe that my life meant something, mm-hmm. that my being here was important. And but to have a life that matters means that we have to be conscious every day about how what we're doing matters. And for example, you mentioned something a little earlier, which is so beautiful. You know, there is a famine of affirmation in this world. There is a famine of compliments in this world.
Yes.
And why we sometimes feel that we don't count is simply that we are not affirmed. We are not complimented.
Right.
And that's sort of therefore we're not nourished and we're not nurtured in that way. But if we want to change that, then we become the agent of change. We say, if I want more of that for me, let me make sure I give more of that to others.
Yes.
And every day we are faced with opportunities to affirm the barista in the coffee shop we go to, right? Or the person we take our clothes to in the dry cleaner, mm-hmm. or whatever it might be. There are numerous opportunities to provide a compliment and an affirmation. And if we find that we do that more often, as you mentioned earlier, you see people's faces light up, they appreciate it, and they feel valued. And all of a sudden, you're transferring the fact that people matter to them as well, because they realize that what they're doing is important.
Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I did a show on social isolation, David. And one of the biggest problems they were saying is that people, when they're not interacting enough with other people, they develop like this, just this doom and gloom feeling. They develop depression. They they need that interaction with others. And I think this being affirmed that you're talking about is a huge piece of that, right? Because it's kind of like, even if we love ourselves and we feel pretty good about ourselves, there's nothing like hearing somebody else say something nice about you, right?
No, I think it's extremely important. Every human being likes to be acknowledged and recognized. Now,
yes.
Quite frankly, in the work that we've done is that we know that some people love being recognized more than others.
You
know, that's just a primary need that some people have. And it's not a bad thing. It's just just the way we are.
Mm-hmm.
Other people have less of a need for overt or enthusiastic recognition, but they still like to be acknowledged if the work that they've done has value.
Absolutely.
And you'll see that in corporations when we're working with leaders in corporations, we're always talking to them about, how are you affirming? How are you giving the recognition to the people that are doing a good job?
Mm-hmm.
How are you acknowledging their contribution? So it is that part of life. In one of the chapters, I talk about rich relationships, rich life.
Mm-hmm.
And you will never make a bigger mark than by the way you interact with people on a daily basis. So that's one of the greatest ways that you will make a mark in the world is just the way that you build strong and deep and meaningful relationships.
You know, I so love what you're saying about that because I think so many people think, as we mentioned earlier, that if you don't have a big name or if you haven't accrued a fortune or, if you're not on the front page of the newspaper or Time magazine, you haven't made a mark on the world. But what you're saying, I think, is so much more real and so much more important because what you're doing is impacting the people around you every day. I have to share a little story here because, my daughter, who did a recent show, just recently started singing with this band, a band called That Vibe. And the leader of that group sent the most beautiful email to them after their first performance, specifically citing what they had done so well. She called me to read this email to me. That's how important it was. And she was so excited about it, and he was doing exactly what you just described, David. She already had a good experience, but being affirmed and pointed out and what she had done specifically to contribute, for that to be mentioned, made a huge impact on her. So he certainly made, and not only did he make a mark on her, he made a mark on me. I'm talking about him right now. And I wish I knew his full name. I think it's Doug. But anyway, isn't that a cool thing? I mean, he touched a lot of lives.
Yes, it's amazingly cool because it's the ripple effect.
Yes.
That's what we need to understand. And if you look at let's take the word encourage, because that email that you talked about was an encouraging email.
Yes.
But encourage is to give courage. So all of us, when we're looking at what we aspire for our lives, and that's part of what Mark of an Eagle is about, is what is your vision? What are you aspiring to be?
Mm-hmm.
And again, like you said, that doesn't necessarily mean you're aspiring to be famous or you're aspiring to be rich, but you're aspiring to live the life that you really want to live. And that's very important, however, that you define that.
Yes.
But we need courage. We need courage to be able to break through our fears and the barriers that we put up, that others even can put up before us. So when we are encouraged, it is people giving us courage. And so whatever your daughter's band has experienced so far, that email is saying, hey, we can go further. We've got the courage to, expose ourselves to a bigger group, a bigger audience, to try different things. And that's so powerful.
Yes, it's huge, isn't it? And I think, this brings up another important aspect of this idea of being able to go forward. Am I Enough? And when we come back from the break, David, I would love to talk to you about that, because I think what stops a lot of people is they don't think they're enough. So we will be right back after this break.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
When you're the victim of an accident or someone's negligence, insurance companies are not going to give you fair compensation for your injuries, damage to your property, and lost income. They actually try to minimize your claim. Don't sign anything until you talk with John Sahar and the Sahar Law Firm in Carlsbad. For over 29 years, John has done battle and has won millions of dollars in damages, medical bills, loss of earnings, and pain and suffering for his clients. John Sahar will stand toe-to-toe with the big insurance companies to make sure you get every dime the law demands, and you don't pay until John collects money on your behalf. From San Diego to LA, Santa Barbara to San Bernardino, for auto accidents, product liability, dog bites, any injury caused by another, if it brings pain and suffering, bring Sahar to the case. For a free case evaluation, call 760-683-2048. 760-683-2048. The Sahar Law Firm. Fighting for you. 760-683-2048.
Now, more than ever, it's important for women to understand why they need a financial strategy. Women tend to make less money than men, live longer, and face more financial challenges during retirement. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair. With evolving roles and increasing responsibilities, women are seeking out ways to become more knowledgeable about their finances. My life's work has been to empower women to make good financial decisions today to help ensure you have a bright future tomorrow. I'm here to help you learn more and to become more. Give me a call for your free no-obligation consultation or a second opinion at 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416. 997-0416.
Sherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number 0B42369.
And welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw, being brought to you by Sherry Blair, your financial consultant who is empowering women to grow beautiful financial futures. Sherry can be reached at 619-997-0416 or at sherryblair.com. That's C-H-E-R-I-B-L-A-I-R.com. And we are talking today with David McNally, author of Mark of an Eagle, How Your Life Changes the World. And we've been, if you missed the first segment, we've been talking about how everyone matters and how what everyone does in even the smallest deeds can really matter and make a mark on the world. You don't have to be that person on the cover of Time magazine to make your mark on the world. So, David, you actually went through a very difficult journey with cancer. And I'm wondering, what was that like for you, and did that contribute to your wanting to write this book to help everyone realize that everything we do and everything we are and everyone matters?
Yes, well, of course, anytime you go through something like cancer, which involves what happened for me, Paula, and that is the chemotherapy and the radiation that is extremely debilitating, mm-hmm. And it left me not only unable to speak, but unable to, because it was a neck and throat cancer.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know you were unable to speak.
Oh no, couldn't speak, I could not eat, except for a feeding tube. I lost 50 pounds, I was quite a sight, and it was a very, very tough ordeal. But what it also points up that I think is very, very important is that the key to living a full life is to take responsibility for one's life. Whilst there are many genuine victims in the world, and we see that happening every day, what doesn't work is a victim mentality. And so when I got cancer, I didn't say, why me? And of course, I'd already had my wife die of cancer. So I'd been through that experience as watching that. But I knew it wasn't about why me. It was just me. And I unfortunately had gotten cancer. But there was a remarkable story that turned my life around. And that was after 6 months of rehabilitation. And I was getting a little bit stronger, but I was weak. But I could now start to talk, and I was kind of eating somewhat better. But I was in pretty much a survival mode. But one of my daughters, I have four daughters and a son, but one is a very wonderful artist. And when I had my treatment and the radiation, they put and I talk about this in the book, they create a mask that they have to put on your face and over your head to make sure your head is firmly in place when they put you through the radiation, because one move in the radiation can dramatically it could destroy your voice box. And it's a very ominous looking mask. And my daughter asked for the mask after I finished radiation, and I couldn't figure out why she would want this rather ugly looking thing. And she said, "No, Dad, I'd like it." And so I found out that I could get her the mask. And all I said to her was, "Jesse, I never want to see this again." But then 6 months after my treatment, I was at an art show where she was exhibiting, and I noticed something in her space on the wall. And when I walked up to it, it was the mask, but it was actually not the mask any longer. She had transformed it into a magnificent eagle. It was breathtaking.
Oh my goodness.
It is absolutely breathtaking. But right next to the mask, she had written this most beautiful statement about that, how this mask represented my father's enormous spirit, his ability to transcend difficulties. And it went on and on. And I looked at that, and I was saying to myself, my goodness, I don't feel what Jesse is saying about me, but she is seeing it in me. She's seeing the possibility. She's saying to me, "Dad, you know, don't give up, Dad. You know, we need you. We want you around. And there's still a lot of living for you to do." And so I said to myself, if Jesse sees that in me, and my other children see that in me, then it's my responsibility to do whatever I can to live a healthy and meaningful life. So that is the key to not being a victim. I was a victim of the cancer, but I was not going to allow the cancer to take me out until, I was ready for my life to be over, which would hopefully be at some future period. And here I am now, 7 or 8 years later, and I'm talking to you, and I'm told that I'm fully cured, right? Oh, and so I'm endeavoring to live my life in a way that I can, and that's a part of mark of an eagle, is just to say, what is the contribution? The contribution back to people is to help them and write another book.
And you know, I love the kernel of what you're saying there. I feel like is, we can't control what life deals out to us, but we can control how we receive it and what we do with it and how we respond to it. And that's the difference, I think, between being a true victim or being a victim who refuses to have a victim mentality. And that's a big difference, because I think the one who doesn't take on the victim mentality overcomes. They win no matter what. You know, even if the disease ends up winning, I think as long as you keep your mind in the right place, as long as you're choosing your responses rather than just reacting from a place that feels helpless and powerless, it's going to be a completely different experience for you and for the people around you. You know, what you taught us in that story is that what was happening to you was happening to everyone around you as well. And they were having perceptions and learnings and responses to what was happening and the way you were handling it. That was really a wonderful, wonderful story, David.
Well, Paula, I think, you know, one of the things I also say in the book, if you're alive, your mission on Earth isn't finished, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And we need to realize that, you know, very, very clearly. And I spend a lot of time on one chapter. You talked a lot about purpose. Mm-hmm. And we, each of us does have a purpose. And for me, our purpose in life is to contribute to a better world. That's the bigger purpose.
Yes.
And then each of us, however, has to find a way of how, what's going to be the vehicle to help us get there. Like, mm-hmm. for example, your vehicle is this wonderful show. Mm-hmm. My vehicle is writing books. Other people's vehicles can be doing wonderful things where they work, making a difference where they work. But mm-hmm. but finding the purpose for you, articulating your purpose, is really important, because when you have a real deep sense of purpose, you have the ability then to transcend the difficulties of life.
Yes.
Because your purpose is more important than the circumstances that show up every day, and they do show up. That, mm-hmm. you know, my cancer showed up. I've had a business fail. I've had many different circumstances, my wife dying. Circumstances show up, but when you're purpose driven, you are able to handle those sort of things. And the other thing that goes with purpose is making sure you understand your vision. What is it that you want to create with your life? What is that? And how do you identify that? Because every day, as you know, Paula, we are creating. From the moment we wake up in the morning, we are creating.
Yes.
We're creating our relationships. We're creating our careers. We're just, that's all we are. And life is about creating.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do those, when you have a clear purpose and a clear vision, you're able to transcend those circumstances.
David, can you suggest anything for people who just feel like they can't figure out what their purpose is? They don't have that clear vision. Is there anything you can suggest to them to help to get that clarity?
Well, of course, I could say read the book, but that would be very selfish.
No, but I remember one of the comments that I read was every college graduate should have a copy of this book, because then I guess it does help people get that clarity, right? And kind of a roadmap.
Absolutely. What I've discovered, Paula, is that we have the answers within,
mm-hmm.
But we may not necessarily know the questions to ask to get out those answers.
Yes.
And so although I was being a little facetious there, because there's so many wonderful books out there that are just marvelous beside mine, but in the subject of purpose, the chapter that is written about purpose is full of questions, and it takes work. You've got to spend some time around it, reflecting, and that's the great challenge. People are looking for a quick fix.
Yes.
And there's not a quick fix. You have to take time out and spend some time reflecting on your life, looking at the values that are important to you, looking at what inspires you, who inspires you, asking those questions, looking for the role models, so that you then can start to document what you believe is the best way to fulfill your purpose. And truly, the mark of an eagle is that in my intention, and you're very big on intention,
yes.
My intention was to help people clarify their purpose, establish a vision, understand what it would take for them to build rich relationships. So to give them that roadmap to be able to leave the mark that they want to leave.
I love that. And David, when we come back, let's just give them a couple of last closing thoughts before we end the show. So we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
There's a question many of us ask ourselves when we are grieving. When will this pain ever end? Life transition coach and grief recovery specialist Paula Shaw wants you to know there is light at the end of the tunnel. In her new best-selling book, Paula gives you information and practical exercises you can use right away in your recovery process, including breathing methods, the emotional freedom technique, energy psychology work, and many other healing tools. Grief, when will this pain ever end? Available now on Amazon.com.
Is living in today's fast-paced world making you feel stressed and out of balance? Are anxiety, sleeplessness, depression, lack of focus, or weight gain robbing you of your relationship and your energy? If you're ready for change, you need to call Paula Shaw. Paula helps you identify and eliminate self-sabotaging thinking and behavior. Using a wide variety of mind-body techniques, she provides her clients with the most effective processes for their specific needs. To book a session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
Welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. We are being brought to you by Sherry Blair, the financial consultant who empowers women to grow beautiful financial futures. Sherry can be reached at 619-997-0416 or at sherryblair.com, spelled CHERIBLAIR.com. We are flying with the eagles today on our show, and the eagle who is my guest is David McNally, author of Mark of an Eagle, How Your Life Changes the World. And David has been giving us some beautiful insights, some beautiful information about how we all matter, what we do matters, and ways that we can make our lives bigger and better, not necessarily in a material way, but in what we do and what we contribute to others every day. So, David, welcome back.
Thank you, Paula. I'm so delighted
to be sharing your wisdom with my listeners today. But, you know, you were talking about how important it is to know your purpose and have clarity about your vision. And we talked about how one of the great things about your book, Mark of an Eagle, is that it has processes and exercises to help somebody to get that clarity if they don't already have it. But what if somebody just has reached a place of discouragement in their life? They just feel like everything they do doesn't work. They're not enough. They're not particularly gifted at anything. Their job doesn't matter. Their life doesn't matter. If somebody's in a place like that, what would you say to them?
That's, of course, a situation that many people find themselves in. I think one of the most important things when people say, I am not enough, is to understand that that is primarily the result of taking in what I would call external data, whereby we are measuring ourselves against other people, other situations, circumstances that may not have gone right for us. But
yes,
we are enough. And the concept of I am enough, I think about it this way. Every one of us born as a little baby at the very beginning, we were enough. Because we were a beautiful, essential new creation that came out and which faced a mountain, if you like, of possibilities. Mm-hmm. And then, however, life evolved, where our ethnicity may have made a difference, our economic, social environment may have impacted us, whatever it was, and we get to that point where we feel trapped, if you like, within the circumstances of our lives. What is very, very important is to get to that essential part of ourselves, which only comes from reading and reflection, and to realize that we are enough, that in at the core of our being, we are enough. But we have to take, as I mentioned earlier, we have to take then the responsibility for creating the future that we want. And sometimes that can be a very challenging thing. I'll give you a classic example. Mm-hmm. I mean, I produced a film called The Power of Purpose, and I followed that up with another film called I Were Brave. And The Power of Purpose was about a young man called Terry Fox, a young Canadian boy who lost a leg to cancer and went on to run the greatest marathon run in history.
Oh, wonderful.
He is one of Canada's greatest heroes. He's passed away from the cancer. But what happened for him was that he didn't allow the circumstances of what had happened to him. He just said to control him. He just said, if I have to go through life like this, I'm going to make the most of it.
Yes.
If I Were Brave is a film that I made actually at a very famous golf course in Minnesota called Hazeltine. It's just where they had the Ryder Cup.
Uh-huh.
And that was inspired by the Terry Fox movie because all of the players in this tournament were amputees.
Oh.
They had lost limbs.
Wow.
And what was the summation of the film, Paula, at the very end, when everyone was asked if they had the choice, would they have their limb back or, in fact, some of them limbs,
mm-hmm.
they'd lost more than one person had lost three limbs. They said, I wouldn't want them back if I had to be the person I was before.
Oh, my, I'm getting chills.
It was very powerful. They said that the circumstance it had helped them grow, become better human beings, helped them realize how more talented they were, what a fabulous spirit they had within them. It was quite extraordinary. Now, I think we need to make a distinction here from people who are, medically depressed, right? I mean, that is something that is something that needs to be treated. But if you just are in a slump, right, then as the wonderful rabbi who wrote, and I've lost his name, Harold Kushner.
Yes,
Harold
I love
Kushner
him.
Wrote, mm-hmm. Who wrote When Bad Things Happen to Good People, right? I heard him speak once, and he was asked the question, what happens when you lose a dream? And he answered, find a new dream.
Oh, beautiful.
It just blew me away. And I listened to him speak after my wife had died. And today, Paul, I'm a newlywed.
Oh,
at 71
really?
71 years of age, I'm a newlywed. I got married to a wonderful woman a year and a half ago, my age, and we are extremely happy. So, the tragedies, the difficulties, if you keep going, you will find something powerful at the end.
That is such a beautiful statement, David. If you keep going, no matter what's happening to you or how difficult it may seem, if you keep going, you'll find something powerful at the end. And obviously something joyful, too, because it sounds like you are truly in the newlywed spirit. You do sound very happy.
I am. It's quite incredible, and I'm very fortunate to have had this next opportunity in life, but I never dreamed it would be at that time. And that is always it. At the time, you don't know that you're going to get through this. That's the importance, however, of stepping up and stepping into life every day. Paula, life is a mystery, and that's one of the chapter headings, stepping into the mystery. It's a mystery. There are some things that cannot be explained. I don't know why my wife died. I don't know why I got cancer. I don't know all of those things, but I also don't know why I've had the good fortune to have books published, make films, all of those things. It's just a wonderful mystery that we need to embrace and step into every day.
Yes. So it's kind of like we just need to suit up and show up. We don't know right. how the game's going to turn out, but we have to suit up and show up, or we can't play. We can't play full out, and then nothing good is potential, right? You know, I think we as long as we're here and we're in the present and not, you know, putting our anxiety into the future or our remorse into the past, but just being present with what is today, whether we like it or not. You know, that's one of the messages of Change It Up Radio. It's like, don't get in a rut. So it didn't happen the way you thought it was going to. Change it up. Do something different. Do it in a different way. And that's what we're trying to teach people through the wonderful guests like you, David, that we get to have on this show. So I just would, is there one last thought you'd like to leave everyone with?
Yes, and that thought is in alignment with what we've just talked about. And that is to share with people that when they look at others who seem to be well packaged, like they've never had any challenges, be careful of that assumption.
Yes.
Every human being has challenges. Sometimes when you look at that well-packaged person and if they're vulnerable and share with you, you are staggered by what has happened in their lives, mm-hmm. the tragedies mm-hmm. that have happened. And so take care of yourself. Do what you need to do, because you don't set out to make a mark. You make a mark because of the way you live your life.
Oh, David, what a perfect ending statement. Thank you, thank you, thank you for blessing us with your presence today and with this amazing book that you have written. I'm so delighted that I know you, and I just look forward to the next time that you can join us again. Thank you.
My pleasure, Paula. And if anyone wants to be in touch with me, davidmcnally.com. It's simple as that, davidmcnally.com.
Oh, beautiful. And we'll be sure and put that in the show notes as well, davidmcnally.com. Bless you, David.
Thank you, Paula. Appreciate it being on your show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And thank you to our listeners. You can hear us on Change It Up Radio every Saturday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. Also on all major podcast platforms, including iTunes, Libsyn, Omni, and SoundCloud. On 15 terrestrial radio stations across the country, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk. And if you can't remember any of that, just ask Alexa. And please be sure to like our Change It Up Radio Facebook page. Check us out on changeitupradio.com and check out our Instagram page as well. I look forward to seeing you all next week. Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Change It Up with Life Transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author, Paula Shaw. Join the Change It Up movement with Paula Shaw every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. as we explore topics that inspire, welcome change, and create a new kind of conversation. To learn more about Paula, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities, visit changeitupradio.com. Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up. Change, change, do you, do you.